Hey, you want that to go?
Now, some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week. We're going to go to Washington first to talk to Todd Zwillick about healthcare. Todd, they finished it up in committee on Friday, and now we're supposed to be going to get a vote on healthcare this week. Are we going to get a public option in this healthcare bill?
Oh, not so fast, Celeste. We get a vote this week in the committee. We're still a ways. Yeah, I know. This is the maddening slowness of the legislative process here. Tuesday. The Finance Committee is supposed to vote this bill out, and that's a foregone conclusion. But then this healthcare debate moves almost completely behind the scenes. Harry Reid, the majority leader, has to stitch together now this Finance Committee bill and the more liberal Health Committee bill that passed earlier in the summer. Meanwhile, over on the House side, that's the Democratic leadership over there is stitching together three bills. Capitol Hill in the next 2 weeks is like one giant sewing circle, really, stitching together all these bills, but it's not quite as nice as it sounds. The big question for Harry Reid is, will he include the public option in the bill that goes on the floor? Now, the Health Committee has a strong public option in their bill. The Finance Committee, as we've been saying, will not have a strong public option. So it's up to Harry Reid. Which of these paths does he choose? Does he put it in the bill and let people try to take it out by amendment, or leave it off the bill and let Democrats try to put it on by amendment? He said the bill will have a public option. It's a question of how it gets on there. Max Baucus says you can't get 60 with the public option in there. So that's Harry Reid's choice. And in some ways, it may be a Faustian choice. Now, you mentioned, John mentioned at the top of the hour that the president was having doctors over to the Rose Garden today. That happens around 10 past 11. The president did weigh in on the behind-the-scenes legislative process yesterday in his weekly radio address. Let's give that a listen.
It was Saturday.
As we move forward in the coming weeks, I understand that members of Congress from both parties will want to engage in a vigorous debate and contribute their own ideas. And I welcome those contributions. I welcome any sincere attempts to improve legislation before it reaches my desk. But what I will not accept are attempts to stall or drag our feet.
Was it Saturday, John?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah. It's going to feel a little like an episode of ER at the White House.
Right. Well, you know, he seems to be telling those Republicans, hey, you know, you can be at the table, or legitimate attempts to improve legislation are fine, but no partisan foot dragging. That's fine for the president to say. But the real issue are his own Democrats right now. Can Harry Reid get the 60 as he tries to stitch these bills together? If the public option is in there, there are some Democrats who right now say they won't vote for it. On the House side, there's a huge debate among Democrats. How do you pay for this bill? The House leadership wants to tax Cadillac plans to help finance the bill. You know, these really expensive health care plans. That's great. But Cadillac plans don't belong to the CEOs. They belong to union members. So there's a big Democratic constituency that doesn't want those unions paying for this financing.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.